couldn't landline your hotel the other day. Now we're back to New York. Do you keep the post office? He says, what do you want of the post office? I said, well, I've written a letter home to Mother and Samantha Yen. Now, why the mayor? He says, do you see that box right out there on the corner? I said, yes, sir. Well, he says, go out there and put the letter in that box, and it'll go right to the post office. Well, I went out there, and I opened the box, and there was a lot of knobs and hooks and hinges. Well, I pulled on a hook and turned around on a knob, and a lot of wheels commenced to buzzing around. I think all the fire bells in New York commenced ringing about that time. Well, a lot of cooking ladders and fire engines and wagons of one kind and another come galloping up to where I stood. And they had one big soda water bottle on wheels, and it busted and sold soda water all over me. One fella come up to me, he said, what are you trying to do with that box? I said, well, I just written a letter home to Mother and Samantha Ann. I was trying to mail it. He says, you darned old fool. You've called out the whole fire department of New York City. There's your letter box over on the other corner. Well, I went over there and put my letter in that box, and I was standing there looking around. This fella come along, and when he thought I wasn't watching him, he opened the box and commenced taking the letters out. Well, now, I'd hear tell a whole lot about them post office robberies when I was postmaster at Pumpkin Center, and I just arrested him right there. I took him by the nape of the neck and flopped him down on the sidewalk and sat on him. I hollered, fire, murder, watch, and police. A lot of constables come running up. They said, what are you trying to do with that man? I said, why, I caught him right here after robbing the United States Post Office, and by gosh, I arrested him. Well, they all commenced laughing, and I found out I'd arrested one of the postmasters of New York City.